USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu warns a recession is coming. Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, the Republican calling out the Fed Reserve for ignoring the problem and not preparing Americans for the inevitable. Sununu also saying Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has to go.
First, I would fire the Treasury Secretary. I think she's completely misled America because she didn't want to kind of own the bad news. But that's part of public service. You got to own the good with the bad. You got to ease folks into it and present a glide path. But the more this administration keeps telling people that a recession isn't inevitable, of course it is.
The wildfire in Yosemite National Park has grown to nearly 1,600 acres. The wildfire is 0% contained and has grown more to the south. Over 500 giant sequoia trees are threatened by the wildfire. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Military leaders in Ukraine say at least 15 people are dead and dozens still missing after a Russian missile attack in the eastern part of the country. Ukraine's state emergency service saying at least 24 people are feared to be buried in the rubble of a 5-story apartment building. Ukrainian television showing images of rescue crews searching for possible survivors. The Kremlin had no immediate reaction to the report. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says the nation's airports will soon benefit from last year's massive bipartisan infrastructure bill.
We're in the middle of rolling out up to $1 billion in airport improvements, and these are going out to airports across the country.
Appearing on Fox News Sunday, he said about 85 facilities are scheduled to be improved in order to better serve travelers. This comes after the airline industry saw large waves of cancellations and delays over the 4th of July holiday weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
U.S. Ambassador to Japan Rahm Emanuel is calling the assassination of former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe a shock to the system. Emanuel saying that the unexpected slaying of one of the country's most influential political figures hasn't been totally absorbed into the society or politics. President Biden is continuing to call for pro-abortion protesters to continue to protest and have their voices heard. This as the president signed an executive order on Friday and delivered remarks regarding abortion and abortion rights. Reacting to those comments, constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley on Fox News.
Yeah, there was much about these remarks that were quite curious. I mean, first of all, he seemed to refer to Griswold as standing for the opposite of what Griswold stands for. I mean, Griswold was the protection of that right. He seemed to refer to it as the rejection of the right to use contraception. Much of what the president said, frankly, I thought was fairly inaccurate and at times quite unfair.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is hinting that the league will pick a streaming service as its new host for Sunday Ticket. Sunday Ticket allows fans to watch games that aren't on their local TV stations. Goodell telling CNBC the league will choose its next Sunday Ticket destination by the fall. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.